Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Larry Brown may be the oldest, but he's still one of the best. This is Archansky with Wednesday Sports Notebook. An old coaching friend once told me that unless you have a realistic chance to win the NCAA championship, you are better off trying to win the NIT. I thought about that Tuesday night as SMU and its 73 years young coach Larry Brown rallied to beat Clemson on ESPN in Madison Square Garden to advance to the championship game of the oldest postseason college basketball tournament. Brown's Mustangs were a lock for the NCAA tourney all season, as Dean Smith's first protege was winning big and pulling upsets along the way. Then the Ponies lost their last three regular season games, falling off the bubble in favor of NC State. SMU accepted the NIT bid, won three games at home, and is now playing for a national championship that Smith and Carolina won in 1971 against Minnesota and one of the youngest college coaches in Richard Pitino, Rick's son. No, the NIT isn't nearly as prestigious as when the NCAA Big Dance only had 16 or 24 or even 40 teams. But in the weeks before the real Final Four, the NIT's Final Four has the national stage to themselves, semifinal games in prime time, with the two winners getting the full spotlight Thursday night again on national TV. Isn't that better than having lost a first or second round game in the NCAA on Thursday afternoon? Brown has always had the gene of youth. When he was 20, he looked 16. When he was 40, he looked 25. And now that he's 73 and still coaching, he hardly looks his age, with his Frank McGuire-inspired tailored suit and every white hair in place. SMU took a gamble by hiring him 2 years ago, and as long as he stays, that gamble has paid off. For a basketball program that was on life support following 6 years of no postseason play under its last coach, Matt Daugherty, the Mustangs look talented, poised, and very well coached. SMU is like the Duke of Dallas, with plenty of money and has made a commitment to its athletic program. The school that once suffered the death penalty in football is back in the national news for another reason: having the oldest coach in college basketball, who still might be the best. Brown has won something like 1,900 games between 10 stops in the pros, plus UCLA and Kansas, and now SMU. He remains the only coach to win both an NBA and NCAA championship. Now in front of old friends from New York in the world's most famous arena, where the Knicks once foolishly fired him, Larry Brown could add the NIT title to his long, long, long resume. This is Archansky. See ya.